So good afternoon for everyone. My name is Veronika Kis and I'm coming from an international nature conservation network called CEWEB for Biodiversity, which stands for Central and Eastern European Web for Nature Conservation. And let me briefly talk a little bit of science, which have been issued the last 2 years. It was mentioned already, the UN International Resource Panel issued a report on decoupling economic growth from environment. It was issued 1 year ago. And in this report, scientists state that there are two options, two future scenarios. And one of them was or has the same title as this project has, the contraction and convergence. And in this scenario, they state that countries they can be developing and developed, so all of the countries should reduce their resource use in absolute terms. And in terms of developing countries, they should reduce their resource use approximately 10%, while developed countries should do it 80% up till 2050. So this is what our scientists already stated one year ago. And in the meantime, there was a conference, the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, which was held also in 2011. And there was a background document. And it is quite interesting that for a conference which deals with trade and development, a background document states similar things. And it is written in that developing countries should reduce their emissions. So they are talking about emissions, not resource use, but they have to reduce it by 50%, while a developed nation should do it by 80%. And this report, which was prepared for this trade and development conference, was also talking about material use, material extraction, and its connection to the GDP. And they say that currently we use 770 gram to produce $1 GDP, but we should reduce it in order to reach sustainability to 6 grams. So we use now 770, but we should reduce it to 6, which is quite a big difference. And another scientific community, the Wuppertal Institute, in collaboration with CERI Institute, they produced a scientific document for EU decision makers stating the same things. And I would like to mention one more, the Club of Rome EU Charter just issued a publication entitled Money and Sustainability, the Missing Link. And they really question the current monetary system, and they really question the role of the current monetary system in the current multiply crisis. And they propose mainly that complementary currencies should be established, and they think that this can be one of the solutions ahead. So these are the sciences lately, but unfortunately decision makers at Rio didn't pay attention to this type of data. So that's why the future reward document, which was the tangible outcome of the conference, really don't have any real or concrete commitments how to reach sustainability. And therefore, as I'm talking about this topic on behalf of an NGO community, I would like to mention what the NGO community did in the procedure of Rio. We, or the global NGO community, think that there were not so much space for involvement and not so much opportunity to really get involved or make our voice heard. So that's why the NGOs organized the so-called People's Summit in parallel to the Rio Plus 20 conference, where several NGO or civil society initiatives were present. Among them was the so-called sustainability treaties, which are at the moment 14 treaties, how civil society envisaged to reach sustainable development. And among these 14 treaties, there are treaties about, for instance, sustainable economies, where this project or the result of this project can also fed into. And the other one is about, another treaty is about sustainable consumption and production. So these two treaties, I think, can be very much linked to this, the result of this project. And these treaties are still open for signature. So as civil society think that decision makers miss the opportunity to change the path of development, they would like to activate themselves and to join this treaty. The organization or the person who signed the treaty would commit himself to act and to deliver activities. Lastly, I would like to talk about the initiative of the so-called Resource Cap Coalition, because my organization, one of the initiators to establish this so-called Resource Cap Coalition, and this EU-wide coalition aiming to reduce the resource use of the EU at the moment. But for instance, we would like to increase this initiative to global level, so that's why we presented our activities also in the Rio. And I don't. So the Resource Cap Coalition think or realize that the way how development policies go is not so not substantial or not effective to reach the path of sustainability. So that's why we promote two tools through which we think that sustainability can be reached. And one of them is the so-called non-renewable energy quota scheme, which is based on the Hungarian climate bill proposal developed by the Friends of the Earth Hungary, and it aims to cap the non-renewable energy resources of a country, or for instance in terms of the work of this coalition, the EU, and to reduce it gradually. And the other tool is the so-called Rimini Protocol, which the coalition is supporting, and it is an oil depletion protocol. It was developed by a scientific community, and it waits for the governments to join or to ratify it. And the overall aim of the protocol is to freeze the current rate of oil consumption and to decrease it annually. So, and if because I think this is not enough time to explain how we work exactly. So if you are interested to join, there are publications at the back, or just contact us.